Chapter 9. A New Law. Little Miss had just had her 83rd birthday, but she still had plenty of energy and determination. She was furious when she heard what had happened to Andrew.
"George, that's horrible," she said. "Who were those young villains?"
"I don't know," replied George. "It doesn't matter. In the end, they didn't hurt him."
"But they might have. You're a lawyer, George, and you've got a lot of money," said Little Miss. "It's because of Andrew that you've got that money. The money he earned years ago has given us everything we have. He's very important to this family, and I will not allow him to be treated like a toy. I want you to do something to help him."
"But what can I do, Mother?" asked George.
"You can fight for the rights of robots in court," said Little Miss. "Get a law passed so that a robot can never be ordered to harm itself again. You must try, George."
George knew that his mother was serious, but he also knew it would be difficult to get the government to make new laws to protect robots. There would be a lot to do. He started work right away. George's son, Paul, who now also worked at Freeman and Martin, did most of the legal work. Paul informed his grandmother every day about their progress. Andrew was also very interested in the legal battle, and he read all the legal arguments. He made some very useful suggestions. "George told me that human beings have always been afraid of robots," Andrew said. "Can't you do something to change that?" So while Paul worked in court, George gave talks to people and tried to influence public opinion. He started to wear more modern clothes in order to get support from young people. He even wore the new loose style of clothes, although he hated them. They didn't seem to match his thin graying hair, and he kept falling over the trouser legs.
"Just don't fall over your trousers when you're talking on stage, Dad," said Paul.
"I'll try not to," replied George unhappily.
One day, George gave a talk to news editors.
"According to the second law, humans can order a robot to do anything that does not harm another human being," he said. "Therefore, all human beings have got power over all robots. But a human being can order a robot to harm itself, even if there is no reason for it. Is this fair? Would we treat an animal like that? And a robot is not an animal. It can think, it can talk, and it can joke with us. Can't we work together with them and treat them as friends? Men have given robots the three laws to protect men. Can't we also give men a law or two to protect robots?" Slowly, public opinion began to change. After a long battle, which lasted 7 years, a law was finally passed protecting robots from human orders which would harm them. Little Miss had been ill for some time now. Her family knew she was dying. She wanted to stay alive during the battle in court and waited long enough to hear that they had won. Her last smile was for Andrew.
"You have been good to us, Andrew," she said.
She died with her hand in his.